Countdown to the Accident, a diary-like report. Correspondence from the office in January and February carried frequent references to Ellen White's state of health and welfare. We note here some of the communications written in almost diary form. Monday, January 4th, Clarence Chrysler to W.C. White. Sister White is just about the same, day by day. Sabbath she seemed unusually blessed, and was brighter. Sister White was with Minnie, Chrysler, a part of the forenoon, and out riding with her until sundown, or nearly so in the p.m. Sister White spends much time in her chair above, and in some easy chair below when with Miss Walling in the downstairs front room, but she is comfortable, and able to handle herself with comparative ease. It is wonderful how she keeps up. Tuesday, January 5th, Clarence Chrysler to James Edson White. You will be pleased to learn that Sister White is keeping up fairly well, all things considered. She can get about the house unaided and unattended, going freely from room to room and up and down stairs, but her steps are much slower and uncertain than in former years, and even then when you were last with us. She finds it possible to sit in easy chairs for hours at a stretch. Often during the past few months she has spent a good portion of the time downstairs, sitting in the sitting room by the fireplace, and Miss Walling has endeavored to sit much with her, to keep her company. There is really more home life for your mother than during the years when her activities led her to isolate herself in her office room most of the time. She spends more time in bed now at night, of course, and her habits are more regular since she stopped getting up to write. I have an idea that her regular rest at night is of real benefit health-wise, as are the treatments given her daily just before dinner. Thursday, January 7th, Clarence Chrysler to W.C. White. I am sending you these few lines to tell you that your mother is about the same, health-wise. She spends part of her time reading the large print volumes within easy reach, and seems content. Today we went over another long chapter of the Elijah story. Tuesday, January 12th, Clarence Chrysler to W.C. White. Your mother is, about as usual. She seems to be just about the same from day to day. I find her able to consider manuscripts daily, in harmony with the plan outlined in recent letters. She takes pleasure in this work, and gives us real help when we need her help. She also spends some time in going over her standard books, and in reading large type books close by her chair. At times I find your mother going over the signs and review and other papers, but of late I have not found her reading the newspaper. Sunday, January 17th, Clarence Chrysler to W.C. White. I went into your mother's sitting room to have a visit with her. We read over some of the Amos and Hosea prophecies, and considered matter that will strengthen the chapter dealing with these. Wednesday, January 27th, W.C. White to Dear Friend, February 15th. Wednesday morning, January 27th, I returned home after an absence of 16 weeks in the East and South. I found Mother cheerful and interested to hear about the work in the places I had visited. She appeared to be about as well as when I left home in the early part of October. Wednesday, February 10th, 2 weeks later, the week of the accident, D. E. Robinson to S. N. Haskell. You will be glad to know that Sister White's general health is fairly good. She is still able to dress herself and to get around the house. She takes her meals with the family, and when the weather is good, goes out for a drive. She takes an interest in the matter that is being prepared from her manuscripts for publication. She constantly expresses her gratitude to God for His care over her. The last 3 days I have eaten at her table. Her appetite seems to be good, and she thoroughly enjoys her food. Yet we who are associated with her can see that she is constantly growing weaker. Gradually she has been laying off the burdens that she has carried for so many years. Just recently it has become quite difficult for her to write with a pen. Some days her memory seems to be better than others. Friday, February 12th, W.C. White to Dear Friend, February 15th. Friday afternoon, February 12th, as I was leaving the office for a quick trip to St. Helena, Mother came outdoors, and we spent 10 minutes walking about in the bright sunshine and talking about the progress of the message in all the world.
Sabbath, February 13th, Ellen White breaks her hip, W.C. White telegraphs the word to relatives and friends.
Sabbath noon, Mother, entering her study, tripped and fell, causing an intracapsular fracture of the left femur.